Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
At the end of every legislative session, surprises happen and bills crop up seemingly out of nowhere. It's the job of our government affairs team to keep both eyes open and to keep you up to date and informed. On Monday, a particularly onerous piece of legislation was introduced that has the potential to completely redefine families and parenting. The bill, Senate Joint Resolution 26, is a study resolution on the Uniform Parentage Act of 2017, and it's scheduled to be heard tomorrow in Senate Judiciary. 15 years ago, many of you helped with our effort to amend the Montana Constitution to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Our opponents cried foul, saying government should not be allowed to tell someone who they could love. We countered that God created the institution of marriage for the benefit of not just the man and woman, but also to create the most stable environment possible in which to raise children. We argued that redefining marriage would lead to a complete redefinition of the term family. Montanans agreed, and the ballot initiative won by a vote of 64-36%. Then came the U.S. Supreme Court's narrow one-vote margin in the Obergefell decision that mandated same-sex marriage in all 50 states. That was in 2015, and by 2017 came the Uniform Parentage Act, which would codify Obergefell as it relates to family law. Sadly, our predictions had come true. Now, a move is afoot to put the Uniform Parentage Act on a glide path toward adoption as Montana law. This is a bad idea for several reasons. Throughout the years, in study after study, it's been proven that children do best by nearly every measure when they're raised in an intact home by their biological parents. This is the gold standard. It's also the model ordained by God. Whenever we deviate from that model, kids begin to suffer. So our goal should be to reinforce families, not redefine them. An intact home with biological parents is also statistically the safest place to raise a child. The risk of abuse, neglect, or abandonment increases in the presence of unrelated caregivers. The 2017 version of the Uniform Parentage Act makes 7 major changes over the 2002 version. It removes all gender distinctions. It adds new methods for establishing parentage for non-biological parents. It adds a multi-factor assessment to resolve competing parentage claims. It allows for the recognition of more than 2 parents. It addresses the parentage of children born as a result of sexual assault. It updates provisions surrounding surrogacy. And it addresses the right of children born through artificial insemination to information about their sperm or egg donors. Can you see where this is going? Very few states have chosen to adopt this because it objectifies children and puts them at risk. Under this act, they become commodities that can be cut and pasted into any adult arrangement. If you agree that this is a bad idea, please call the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee today and ask them to vote no on SJ 26, the Uniform Parentage Act. That number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.